Classic Business. Sustainability.
We're halfway through this year's 16 Days of Activism Against Gender-Based Violence campaign, and the mere fact that we have to have this campaign as a country certainly makes me, as a man and a father of two little girls, deeply sad and deeply worried about South Africa. But my spirits are lifted by the fact that companies are using this opportunity to embrace the fact that they've got a window to get their employees involved in triggering and catalyzing a very important and uncomfortable conversation. It began on the 25th of November this year, and SASL South Africa employees are coming together to promote social justice and active citizenship through their campaign, It's My Responsibility Too. Well, to find out a little bit more about the campaign and how companies can really rally their employees behind something as important as the 16 Days of Activism Against Gender-Based Violence, it's a great pleasure to welcome Gao Motlogai, who's a Vice President for Corporate Social Investment at SASL, and Jill Bates, who's CEO of the Charities Aid Foundation Southern Africa. Ladies, great to have you on the show.
Thank you, Michael. Welcome back, Jill, to you, and Gao, a great pleasure to meet you as well.
Michael, so glad to be here.
Now, you've come a long way from sort of the grey-shoed auditing profession through a long stint with Coca-Cola as well. How did you become involved in the world of sustainable development?
It's actually weird. I didn't think you'd have my profile. But I think for me, it was waking up every day. And when you wake up, and it's not to say that I didn't love finance, but I would wake up with that feeling that I am going to accomplish something wonderful, that I'm touching the lives of people. You tend to get that because you're stuck in an office, you're dealing with numbers, and then you're dealing with people around the numbers, but you never really deal with the people about the issues. So the more I got to understand the business, the more interested I became in terms of how do we impact society and communities around us. And that allowed me to make the shift. And luckily, I happened to find a very great boss at the time who enabled me to make the shift from finance into social investment, firstly through transformation.
And it is about finding that purpose in anyone's career. I think when you go and study something initially, you have an idea of what that's going to be, and the reality and the idea are sometimes very far apart. You certainly strike me as an individual who shouldn't be cooped up in a room auditing a company's books.
No, definitely not.
Now, 16 Days of Activism Against Gender-Based Violence, as I said, started on the 25th of November. And there have been other very important social justice issues that have been in the spotlight recently. Why is SASL, as a corporate citizen that has also been in the headlines recently when you talk about climate change and those kinds of things, through this SASL for Good program, embarking on a My Responsibility To campaign? What's the thinking behind this?
I think the thinking behind it is that we realize that we're part of a bigger community, both around our operations, but also globally around the world itself. And that for us, we need to make sure that we play a very big advocacy role, and that we enable and create an environment that allows our employees to be advocates for social good. We all know that statistics, research, they all say that employees want to work for companies that mirror their values. They also say that employees who feel more engaged and feel that they are aligned with their organization are more likely to be more productive. They're more likely to stay because they see for themselves a future that has promise within the company that they're in. And so for us, at the core of what we do is that we believe that social investment and contributing to social inclusion is a big thing for us. It actually sits at the core of our social investment priorities. It also sits strongly within our own values as a company. So diversity and inclusion is actually one of our values. And one of the things that we love saying is that we are SASL. We are the people of SASL, and therefore we have the right and we have the opportunity to make a difference, a real difference in the lives of the communities that support SASL, but also the communities around our operations.
And it really ties on to a conversation I was having yesterday, or was it Tuesday? Where are we? Thursday. It was Tuesday with Accenture about breaking the glass ceiling and ensuring that companies start thinking about how they drive things like diversity inside their organizations. These things don't just happen, as we've seen. It almost needs to become part of the KPIs at an executive level, but it has to be driven through that kind of employee engagement. Just tell me a little bit more about what the campaign actually entails on the ground.
So in terms of the campaign, as I said, diversity and inclusion is one of the things that we work very hard towards. So from a campaign perspective, what we wanted to do was to create a platform that would help to create awareness for our employees, one around the issues that are currently prevalent, social justice issues, one of the big ones being gender-based violence, which we know we're dealing with. It's a huge problem in the country right now, not just in South Africa, but globally as well. The other one being people living with disabilities, and how do we create meaningful opportunities for them without being condescending or assuming they're only able to do one thing. So we need to create awareness around what it is that they experience. How do we enable them to be in our workplace, and how do we enable them in communities to be included economically in the economic environment in which our country operates? But lastly, I mean, International Volunteering Day is a big thing, or second lastly is a big thing, and we have quite a large number of volunteers through our Cecil for Good platform who of their own accord and under their own time actually do a lot of contributing to causes that they have selected that they load onto our platform, which is Cecil for Good. And where we can, we try to match their efforts. We allow them to fundraise. They are allowed to do payroll giving, so we've enabled it through our payroll. But also we create opportunities for them to be able to go and volunteer. And we do this by raising awareness and actually bringing the causes to light that are out there that allow them to participate actively. And then, of course, World AIDS Day on Monday was a big thing. Wellness and health and safety are a big thing for us as a company. Yeah. We basically had an internal, external view in terms of how do we treat wellness. So inside the company, we had wellness days where employees could come in, they could participate, they could get tested for different things, they could get more information around how the medical aid can support them, but also around emotional well-being. I mean, with the rate of depression as high as it is key that people know and have access to information that actually enables them to live healthy, thriving lives. And then, of course, in communities, we partner quite a lot with the Department of Health, specifically in our fenceline communities, where we do quite a lot of work through the mobile clinics that we've donated, as well as the refurbishment of hospitals and so on. But we do a lot of health drives through those mobile clinics, bringing access to quality health services to those who are unable to access them, either because of distance or because of funding or whatever it might be. So we had an inside outside campaign that basically looked at all of these issues all together, and today it's about focusing on employees taking the time to go out there and go and volunteer and give of their time, but also to search their pockets and give money.
Absolutely. And I think it's one of those things that if you're also just taking money out of your pocket and donating it to a cause, that's one thing. But when you actually roll up your sleeves and get involved in communities, it reminds me of what the outgoing mayor of Johannesburg said about his time as mayor. He didn't quite realize the plight of everyday citizens in Johannesburg, and that really changed him over the course of the last 3 years, rolling up his sleeves every weekend, going and cleaning parts of downtown Johannesburg. And that's where I find great value in these sorts of campaigns. Jill, when we look at the collaborative nature of things like this, which organizations were involved with Cecil in this gender-based violence focus day?
Michael, thank you so much for the question. In fact, there were a number of really incredible organizations that we were able to bring to the collaboration. We had Childline represented, Power, also Section 27, as well as Choranang Advocacy Legal Center. These are organizations at the coalface of gender-based violence, rendering different types of services. Some are rendering direct services in the form of, you know, getting women and children to safety, into shelters. Others are more on the advocacy and legal side, equally important, taking matters to court to fight for social justice and human rights. So we were delighted when we reached out to these organizations to say, please come and join us in this discussion. They immediately raised their hands and came along. So it was an incredibly painful debate, but also very informative and an important conversation that we want to take forward.
It is a painful discussion, Carl, isn't it? How did the employees initially respond and take to this? Because as I said in my introduction, it makes me, as a South African man, deeply embarrassed to know that we live in a country with such high rates of gender-based violence. I know it happens all over the world, but it is endemic here. How have the employees embraced this?
We were all a little bit afraid of introducing the conversation within the workplace. Also just because I think what we don't realize, and it was actually discussed yesterday in the panel discussion that we had, was that we often see people at work, but we don't know what they experience when they're back at home. So we tend to assume that you're here, you're at work, you're working, but we don't know what is actually keeping you up at night. Yeah. And sometimes some of these things actually impact your performance within the workplace. And because we don't take the time to actually find out, or you don't know where to go get help, it does eventually, in some instance, result in you being an underperformer or a poor performer. So it's important that conversations like this are highlighted more with a view of highlighting where can you get help. When you're in that situation, what is it that you must do and how do you access the help that you need? And luckily for us, we also had our medical aid there, so Sasol Med, basically highlighting the benefits that are available to employees when they find themselves in that situation. We also had our wellness support, what you call it, organization, ICAS. Also, they're highlighting where can you go, what is the availability of the helpline, what is it that you can access from a psychological support perspective. And what came out a lot was a lot around, yes, we want to empower women to go out and seek help, but we're leaving behind a very big component, which is what do we do with the young male children that we're raising? Because does the future mean that they become the victimizers of our female children? So all the time that we're talking about how do we address issues and how do we enable young girls to, or how do we make them aware of the issues and the challenges that they're facing, but also make them stronger, more empowered young women. But also, how do we do the same for our young men? How do we teach them respect? How do we take them along on this journey with us? And how do we resolve the issue? You can't resolve the issue with only one side of the coin.
Yep.
It actually is two sides of the coin. And we are all in this situation. And sometimes all it takes is starting a conversation to actually bring to light that we all need to do something. And that's why the campaign is actually, it's my responsibility too. We all have a responsibility to play in terms of turning the situation in our country, in the world, in our community, even in our own homes and families around.
As I say, every single river starts with a single drop, and it is ensuring that we turn this movement into a raging river of change through the country.
Exactly.
Jill, this was an interesting conversation I was having yesterday with Cathy Duff of Trialogue. The rise of employee volunteering in particular came through quite strongly as a theme in the Trialogue handbook for this year, and we've seen a trend, a growing trend over the last few years. Why do you think corporates are now really starting to embrace this idea of employee volunteering now?
Michael, it's a lovely question. I think you spot on. Employee volunteering is becoming more and more of a force to be reckoned with on a number of levels. Firstly, obviously looking at Sasol. Sasol has a headcount of 31,000 people of highly talented and experienced engineers, mathematicians, scientists, who collectively have enormous skills within the headcount. And those kind of skills can be harnessed and shared with the non-profit sector out there who are in desperate need of those skills. So I think it's a hugely powerful force. And I think, as Howard's indicated, you know, when people volunteer, it really creates a sense of well-being in them. When we give to somebody else, it automatically makes us feel better about ourselves and our situation. So effectively, employee volunteering, if you will, is that very sweet spot between the world of the corporates and civil society. And if those two different sides of the coin that Kha spoke about, if we get that right, then in fact we impact positively on our groups, our communities, our society and our country. And if we do that right, our country will reap the benefits of that for years to come.
Absolutely. It is about impact. It is about ensuring there is an intergenerational shift here, so we can break from what we've always done and what's always happened in the past. Kha, from an impact perspective, is it too early to say what sort of impact this is having on Sasol just yet?
I think in terms of the last year, from our employee volunteering and our Sasol for Good platform, what we've been able, from our records and from our numbers, where we have gotten to, so we have had about 3,500 employees who have participated in a day, we do have a policy that allows our employees 40 hours of employee giving time, where they can take the time off from the business to either give time, skills, but also just to do basic volunteering. So, and I think prior to coming to, I think Sasol, from a 40-hour perspective, that's actually a lot. It's almost a week. If it's not a week, it's a whole week.
Yeah.
It's a whole week of time that we give employees to either pursue their own organization, look for support from us, and of course they register their cause with us, and that's how we enable them, or how we are able to count the time that they spend. And we manage to raise from payroll giving. This is not the fundraising component of it. Only what people do as a salary sacrifice or give as a salary sacrifice. We've raised about 3 million rand in the current year. And one of the things that I'm always telling my colleagues and my teammates is that the funny thing about it is that if we all gave 50 rand a month, we could basically raise about 12 million rand a month just from Sasol employees alone. And that's why opportunities or platforms like this campaign is what we're trying to drive. We're trying to drive more and more people to get involved and more people to give, because we can make a marked difference in the lives of so many.
And that really brings it home, the scale of it. I think many people perhaps sit at home, read the headlines, shrug their shoulders and say, well, what can we do? I'm only one individual. But when you tally up all the numbers of all of those individuals who can generously donate 50 rand a month, I mean, that is absolutely massive. Jill, from a corporate perspective, what do you think corporations in South Africa can learn from the Sasol example, and how can they start working towards upholding social justice and equality and to build a peaceful and prosperous South Africa?
Michael, I think Sasol has really captured the essence of collaborating, but in a very, very real sense. Sasol don't simply write out a check. Sasol understand that this deep and meaningful collaboration involves us bringing everybody around the table to work towards a much better society. So Sasol is one of CAFSA's clients in respect of payroll giving. It's not only a salary sacrifice, as Geschau mentioned. She's been very humble and not mentioning that, in fact, Sasol matches rand for rand everything that the employee gives, and that's very powerful. That changes the numbers, and those funds, that collective grant and donation, go into civil society and have a very, very powerful impact. Likewise, the volunteering. But Sasol also has gone beyond traditional helping, and Sasol are now looking at how they can partner with their non-profit organizations in a very meaningful way, to the point that Sasol is running masterclasses, really, helping their organizations to look at upskilling. And in fact, one of the masterclasses is future-proofing your organization and giving the non-profits those skills to perhaps even to access the supply chain. So this is a game changer, which is why we thoroughly enjoy working with Sasol.
And I think future-proofing organizations in South Africa today means understanding that social context, that social license to operate within which all businesses exist in the country. Unfortunately, that's all the time we have for ladies. Thank you very much for sharing your insights and your journey into My Responsibility 2 campaign at Sasol. Thanks for your time.
Thank you
Thanks
so much,
Michael, for having us on.
Thank you for having us.